Good morning there, brothers and sisters. Hey, Mark here, and time again for Coffee Break with Christ. The pieces of your time and schedule. Time. Something we never seem to have enough of. Why is it that we can easily fill up our schedules with all sorts of obligations and activities, but not seem to be able to make room for God? You see, this is a real problem in the life of a Christian and something that causes a lack of peace. The opposite of peace is turmoil and confusion. Busyness can easily cause these feelings of anxiety. When we're hysterically running around from one thing to the next, it keeps us distracted from what really matters most, our relationship with God. What does Jesus have to say about all this business which causes us to be so frazzled that we cannot think clearly? It sometimes feels like we are hamsters on a wheel, not getting anywhere. We say that we really love Jesus as our Lord and Savior, but our days are filled with work, sports activities, grocery shopping, housework, gardening, homework, social media posts, concerts, and a variety of projects. Our actions say we don't have time for Jesus, period. It's no wonder we can't find peace. God makes it clear that we are to rest. After he created the world and everything in it, he rested on the seventh day. We are to live by his example. We are to be still and listen for his voice. Having places to go and people to see is a part of life. However, we tend to ridiculously overdo it, making these activities more important than God. To find true rest, you must first give your schedule to God. Why? Because your life is not your own. You gave all to him when you asked him to be the Lord of your life. Your family calendar is included in this all because it is the time God gave you. I'll say it again. It is the time God gave you. This blessing is precious and limited. What a smart tactic of the enemy. Think about it. To keep you so busy and distracted that you don't have time for what is most important. Now, you know, we must deliberately draw near to God, or we will begin to drift away into the deep waters of life. We need to make God a priority by spending time in the world and sitting at his feet. As you let go, let God be the master of your schedule. Only then will you begin to feel peace. Amen. Okay, brothers and sisters, here's something that all would need have a most awesome, blessed, and faithful day. And always remember to keep our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, so very strong in your hearts. Amen.